Welcome to the Geek Psychology Podcast. This podcast comes from the Geek Psychology YouTube channel, where we use personality type and geek and gaming culture to help you play life better. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being you. And I hope you enjoy the show. If you're an INFJ, you probably know how hard it is to find friends who match your level of intellectual curiosity and sensitivity. You've got a lot of things going on in your brain, and you don't always have the words to explain them, which is why it can be so frustrating when people don't get what you're trying to say. Hey, I'm Matt Sherman, and welcome to Geek Psychology, where you learn how to use your personality type to play life better. INFJs are often viewed as loners, but this couldn't be further from the truth. The INFJ personality type is actually one of the most compassionate and giving types around, and I know you care deeply about others and their feelings, which sometimes leads you to feeling isolated because you don't always fit in with the more typical people. INFJs are highly intuitive, which means you're able to read a situation and connect the dots in ways that many other people cannot. Paired with feeling, INFJs get a quick insight or glimpse into other people's emotions and feelings with ease. You know the expectations of others and you know what they like, what they need, but also you feel kind of stuck on the outside, watching things unfold, unable to express why you know what you know. You can use this ability to help you navigate relationships with others, but it also means that you're likely to feel like no one understands you or where you're coming from. Even if you do manage to find someone who seems to understand you initially, it's likely that that person will end up disappointing you in some way, and this can be really difficult to deal with. As an INFP myself, I know how high expectations we can have for ourselves and others, especially in the domains that are important to us. It's easy to get caught up in our own expectations, but we need to be patient with other people in our lives and in their lives. We're not always going to understand other people or where they're coming from, just as they won't understand us. But this doesn't mean that the relationship is doomed. Relationships, like everything else meaningful in life, take effort to shape into what we want. It's important for INFJs, like yourself, to remember that you have high standards and high expectations because you're trying to find someone who meets your ideals, someone who is compassionate, understanding, intelligent, and supportive. And while it can be frustrating when people don't meet these expectations, it's also important to remember that everyone has flaws and no one's perfect. That being said, there are some steps that you can take if you find yourself struggling with loneliness as an INFJ. Number one, find a hobby or activity that you're passionate about and make time for it in your schedule. Doing something you enjoy can help you take your mind off feeling lonely and instead give you an internally driven sense of purpose and satisfaction. Bonus points if it's connected to introverted intuition. So some things that you can do to connect with introverted intuition more that could be good hobbies are keeping an idea journal to document and reflect on insights, read books or articles that are interesting to you and connected up with your life, going hiking or exploring new places by yourself or with others. It helps you get into your body and use your body too. Painting, gardening, cooking, baking, woodcrafting, other crafts. So the next step is to find ways of connecting that with others who have similar interests. Do more of what you want and put yourself into places that have similar people in them. Number two, spend time with people who make you feel good about yourself, people who appreciate and understand you. These don't necessarily have to be romantic relationships. They could also be friends, family members, mentors, and things like that. And be mindful of the company that you keep. If there are people in your life who regularly make you feel bad about yourself, it might be time to distance yourself from them, even if it means being alone a little bit more often. Boundaries are extremely important, especially for INFJs. INFJs aren't just looking for friends who understand them well. They also want people who care about them as human beings. You need someone who is willing to listen when you need it and someone who can have in-depth conversations about meaningful things like the meaning of life and other philosophical ideas. You don't need shallow friendships that revolve around small talk of common interests, right? You need someone who can go beyond those things and really get to know you as an individual. People like that aren't everywhere, but they're worth cultivating. Like a garden, you have to find the right seeds, nurture and care for them, and you also have to make sure that your soil is high quality and able to support the growth of the plants. You can't just plant them in any old soil and expect them to thrive. Take care of yourself and clear up any of those old thoughts like people are stupid, I need to keep my distance or I'll get hurt and I'll never fit in. And one way of doing that is with tip 3. Seek out opportunities to help others, whether that means volunteering for a cause you care about or simply being there for someone in your life who needs support. When you spend time trying to make others feel better and make their lives better, you will feel more fulfilled and less lonely. As an INFJ, you have a strength around being able to see other people's potential and helping them connect with it. When you can find ways to help others shine, you will feel like a valuable part of the world around you. Tony Robbins' 6 human needs are contribution, growth, connection, significance, uncertainty, and certainty. Contribution leads to connection and significance. And with your personality type, leaning into extroverted feeling is one of the quickest ways for you to grow. Number 4, if you feel like your loneliness is really getting the best of you, don't be afraid to seek out professional help. A coach or a therapist can help you get to the root of your feelings and come up with some concrete strategies for meeting people and making meaningful connections. There's no shame in getting another perspective on your situation, and an objective outsider can sometimes help you to get those new insights. And as I'm sure you know, the questions that we ask ourselves and are asked by others are extremely important. The INFJ personality is a complex one with a lot of depth and nuance. It's not surprising that, you know, you probably often have trouble with friendships and communication and being sensitive. It's good to know that there are people out there in the world like you who can help us understand ourselves and our relationships better. We should all strive to find ways to connect with others on a deeper level, and having someone to talk about these things with can be very helpful. And if you want to learn more about your strengths and weaknesses as an INFJ, check out this video right here and go to community.geekpsychology.com to connect with other friendly geeks and gamers who are focused on personal development. Thank you for being you. Good luck. Have fun. Peace. Thanks for listening, and I hope you got something out of it. I know that by listening to this podcast, it means that you're ready to take your life to the next level, and I'm so excited to help you do it. Whether you're struggling with anxiety, lack of motivation, or you're just looking for your spark and purpose, I have many courses and a one-on-one coaching service available to you to help you get out of your own way and be happy. So head on over to geekpsychology.com to get started. See you there.